Byron, what do you say in the locker room after a loss like that?
I didn't say anything. I hope they do a little soul searching and just think about what happened tonight and think about how we just didn't come ready to play and how we didn't compete. You know, sometimes it just comes down to having some pride and just going out there and trying to do your very best. I don't think we did that.
Was this as simple as lack of competition? When it's that kind of blowout, you don't look so much at execution. Was it just about not showing up?
Yeah, I think so. I just didn't show up, you know, basically after the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
Where do you try to take it from here with just so few games remaining, and what kind of things do you need to see as you head into the offseason?
Well, I think I said this the other day. I just need to see guys compete. You know, have some heart, have some pride in what you do for a living.
Byron, this ties,
it really is that simple.
Byron, this ties the largest margin of loss in Laker history. What does that make you feel?
Any loss makes me pissed off. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 1 or 2 points or if it's 48 points. It really doesn't. Any time we lose a game, I'm pretty upset about it, but probably more so than that because of the fact that, like I said, I just didn't think we came to compete at all.
What do you do for the final 8 games? It seems like it's pretty
try to find guys who want to compete. You know, like I said before, you know, after All-Star break, if every game you play, there's something to play for. It's no different. You know, I don't care if it's 6 games left, 1 game or 2. Every game that you play, there's something to play for. And pride might be the biggest thing. You know, you got to show, you know, this organization that you deserve to be here and that you understand what wearing that purple and gold is all about. I don't think a lot of guys in that locker room understand that right now.
A game like today make you think, okay, it's a line
of no, not really.
Coach, a 30-point first half from Rodney Hood, then Kobe gets on him a little bit, face guarding him. Was that something of specific emphasis from you to try and maybe eliminate him from the game?
Well, you know, Kobe wanted to take the challenge. It's a damn shame that our oldest player has to take the challenge. You know, I mean, it says about, you know, a lot about him. Obviously, that's what he's done all his life. But, you know, nobody else wants to step up and take that challenge. And that's a shame that, you know, the oldest guy on our team that's leaving this league in 8 games, you know, was the one that had to kind of shut him down.
Jordan's been playing. Is that something that you're thinking of doing?
No, I just wanted to get Tarek some minutes. The game was out of reach and out of hand. Just wanted to get Tarek some minutes. Ryan had been playing pretty good. I wanted to get Rob in there as well. All right. Thank you.